Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning into the Smooth Spirit Radios with me, of course, your host, Tony. And we're doing the late night combos as always. I actually have a guest with me. She's going to be my co-host for today. I love her. Tune into her YouTube channel. If you're into tarot and you want to know your love life, or if you just want to know your life, watch her, okay? Her name is Tamaj. Tamaj, introduce yourself.
Tamaj, how is everyone doing tonight? I hope everyone is okay. I am just here and getting ready to join the convo.
Hey, yes. So, guys, let's just lay down and let's just start. So, guys, okay, today was something interesting. I usually don't talk about this topic, but for some reason we were just talking about this today. So I had a cable person come out today in my house, and my two girls, if y'all don't already know, they like to just they're fancy, they sassy and they're fancy, so they do stuff their own way. So the person's knocking on the door and I'm just like, who is knocking on my door? And of course my oldest is like, hold on 1 minute, and she just opens up the door and I'm like, are you serious? Yes. So I'm like, okay, so me and the lady just starts to talk. Mind you, she's trying to sell me cable, but honestly, guys, I don't even watch TV. I work at night.
Exactly.
So, right? So I'm just like, yeah, no. But then she got to talking about, you know, just how I sound, because she asked me about my podcast, and I was like, yeah, I do podcasting, and I'm just trying to build myself back up, and I have a little bit of anxiety because I used to have anxiety when I was in high school, in elementary. I used to have horrible anxiety, but I don't let that define me. And she's like, yeah, because I had I think she said like a friend or something that had autism, and she never knew. So that's the topic that we're going to talk about today, was, you know, not knowing that somebody has autism, or just putting a label on somebody. Because I hate when people put a label on a child, or just putting a label on a person without really getting to know who they are. And even if they did have ADHD, autism, ADD, OCD, don't treat them differently. Because to me, it's just not, it doesn't mix. I'm very, very friendly. But one thing I won't do is just name my kids as ADHD or anything of that nature. How do you feel about that, Tamaj?
I think sometimes people maybe feel like they have to give a label, especially if they notice that their child maybe is not interacting what would be considered normal.
That is true.
They are probably doing it out of guilt, or just trying to explain something where maybe they don't really have to, but they just kind of feel like they do. So they may be subconscious about it, not so much the child.
You know what? That is, I've never thought about that. Like, that is so, I never thought about it like that. That is really good, because when you really think about it, I've seen people where, seriously, I've seen people where, or I've seen documentaries where, I don't know if you watched Dr. Phil, or where the boy was interested in the color pink. So the mom literally transformed the little boy into a whole full-blown girl. Mm. And I was like, are you serious?
Right.
To me, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like,
things like that are, you know, I don't know what's going on in the household 24/7, but I've seen situations like that with celebrities, it seems like, just because the child is leaning towards a certain way, it's like, okay, let's just, you're transgender. And it's just like, wait, let's let them develop first. And
yes,
once they're a teen or something, if they're still feeling that way, then maybe, you know, address it. But right now, that's such a young age to label your child as a transgender.
Exactly. And trust me, I'm very pride. I love all people, shapes, color, size. I don't care what y'all are.
Exactly.
Because my best friend is gay, and I love him just as much as I love anybody else. But
right.
One thing I always said was I'm not going to force my child into being something that if they're interested in something, I will let them grow into it. If the person wants me to, if my son or my daughter wants me to know at a later age, that's fine. But one thing I'm not going to do is just transform their whole room or just change their whole wardrobe. To me, that's just not right. And that's the same thing with autism or ODD, OCD or ADHD or ADD. Because if you really, really notice, when a child is, like the girl, she says something to me that I never really thought about it. You know, when we were younger and we wanted to play every day, run around and stuff like that, so they'll make us go outside and burn all our energy. So by the time we get inside the house, we laid and we're knocked.
Exactly.
Now, listen to this society now. Let's just really sit there and think about it. Nowadays, if we don't let the children go outside and they're just causing or running amok in our house, the first thing we think is, what is wrong with them? Is they crazy? And then now you have people that actually do too much investigating and you know, breaking down things to where they're like, oh my god, my kid has ADHD.
Exactly.
And it's like, wait,
yeah
where did you get that from? Like, you know, just by the kid just running, trying to lose all that. Like, if we really sit here and think about it, it sucks. To me, it does. It sucks because they're still, like you said, they're still too young to really evaluate if they do have these problems.
Yeah. Very quick to label.
Like, that to me is just not, it doesn't work for me, because it's like we have to really understand that children is going to be children. I know, as far as having autism stuff, you know, it's certain signs that points to autism. But until they show all those signs, don't just label them as autism. Just because they might not speak for a certain amount of, for a certain age up to now, like...
Yeah.
I have a funny story. I'm sorry, I talked a lot. But when I was a kid, I didn't talk at all.
Same thing.
I just sat there and I was really quiet. Okay. So when I was in the third grade, I think it was the third grade, I went to Cone Elementary and I didn't talk. I really didn't speak. I didn't talk to anybody. And they thought that I was autistic. So they took me to a speech impairment class, and they was like, do you know what this is? And I never said anything because I just didn't know them. Mm-hmm. And they thought I was actually foreign too. They didn't think I could speak English because I was very dark. Okay, baby, when I tell you, you thought I, for real, the way I looked, you could have thought I was from, you know, Zimbabwe or anywhere. Look, I was dark skinned. So I'm talking about dark, baby. I'm talking about, honey, I was a kiss from the sun, baby. I was sunburned.
A little chocolate drop.
So, so when they got me in, so I think it was ESOL. It was ESOL. So they would put me in the, you know, ESOL classes.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And they really thought that I spoke a different language because I didn't talk. Mm. And one day, she said something. What did she say? She said, what did she say? I'm trying to think what the person said. She was like, do you understand what I'm saying? And she was like, I don't think she understands what I'm saying. I said, yeah, I do. It's just, I don't know you. And they all just went, what?
Yeah, see.
She can talk?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so, that's the point.
How did your parents feel about that when they wanted to put you in the ESL class?
Honestly, my mom was furious. Why? Because they didn't let her know. Like, I told her that I was going to ESOL. And she was like, "You was going to where?" And I was like, "Yeah, they thought that I couldn't speak English." And she was mad because she was like, "Wait, so they just judged you before you just because you didn't talk?" I was like, "Yeah."
Well, see, that's why you probably have a sensitive spot for that then, because you were judged as a child.
Exactly.
You know, they were so quick to label you. But
I was
like the same way. I didn't talk only to family, you know, and friends and people that I was comfortable with. But everyone else, I didn't talk. I was very, very quiet. And I remember this one time, my brother's girlfriend, she used to babysit me. And me and her had been playing all day. And all of a sudden, her friend came by and she wanted to introduce me. And I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't do anything. I just stood there.
Wow.
And so after her friend left, his girlfriend grabbed me and started shaking me. And she was like, Why do you say anything? And she said, "People think something's wrong with you." And, you know, she just like went ham. And I had never seen her react that way. And I just started crying because, you know, that was traumatic for me.
Yeah.
Why are you so angry that I didn't want to talk to your little friend?
Right.
I didn't know who that was. I didn't know how to express that, you know, but nowadays, you know, it's like they're really quick to label you, like you're saying. You know, back then they didn't do that, but if I was your mother, I would have been really offended by that too.
Yes, like when I tell you, first of all, that girlfriend wouldn't be no girlfriend no more. I'm just saying.
I didn't tell my brother about her nutty psycho behavior, but I'm sure he would have been really upset.
Oh my gosh, because Chad? Chad? First off, you ain't shaking no baby like I was. You're about to get me shaking baby.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong with you? But no, like, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And it's like, nowadays, if you just don't talk, if you don't walk, if you don't eat, if you don't say words like what they would say an average kid does, something's wrong with you.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what is, no, nothing's wrong with these children. So stop labeling them certain things. I could see now, to me, this is when I would read red flags. When they get older, to me, that's when it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Something ain't right. When it's like, as a child, they're still a child. They have so much motor skills and intellectual skills that they have to grow into.
Yeah.
So let them grow into it. Now, when they get about, you know, in the fifth grade or in the fourth, fifth grade, and they still doing the same things, then it's like, okay.
Exactly.
Okay, something ain't right. Something ain't right with this. Let me see what's going on. But even if, let's say, your suspicion was right, and it's like, okay, they do have autism. Honestly, do you have any children?
I do. Well, they're 19 and 12 now, so.
Okay, so like, let's say, because I'm going to use my children as an example as well. My question was like, let's say you did get that information. Let's say you're 19-year-old, you learned had ADHD, and your youngest one had an OCD problem. How would you honestly tell them about their problem? Or not even a problem, because to me it's not a problem. How would you tell them about, you know, their extra gift that God gave? That's how I would code it as, yeah, you was made with a little more shimmer. Like,
exactly.
Just a little more.
Yeah, I would just let them know that they weren't any different from anyone else, that everyone developed differently.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like I had to have a conversation like that with my daughter anyway, when she was much younger, and was just like, okay, well, kids develop, you know, differently. and everybody is not going to be on the same page. But now she's like getting A's and B's, you know. But for me, it was like, oh, I hope everything's okay, you know. But yeah, she turned out fine. So, but during that time, I still just let her know that she was fine and that, you know, not to worry about it, not to stress about it. Because everyone was different, you know, and we all needed a chance to grow and develop and see what direction that we were going to go in life, period.
That is the perfect thing to say, because I told, I used to always think something was wrong with me. Seriously. I didn't start understanding math until I was in high school. Like, I didn't understand. I couldn't comprehend it. I didn't really know it. Honestly, I did not know it. So when I went to middle school, and we would have down here, it's called core classes, because I'm in North Carolina, and you would have to go into different rooms and they have different subjects. When I got into middle school, it was like, what is this? Because I really didn't pay attention to I didn't pay attention to math like that. So I really thought that for a second there, I was slow. Like, I really thought that maybe I'm just slow. I do not need to be in these classes. But it took me going to high school and a teacher of mine, Mrs. Glenn, that's my godmom, she really sat there and was like, no, Tony, don't call yourself slow. That's not right. You don't do that. I'm like, well, I can't comprehend any of this. Like, you can sit here and sit down and talk to me about this. I don't understand it. I'm a literature person. I'm a history person. You put that in my face, I would ace it.
Right.
And she's like, well, I understand everybody's not the same. And I'm like, wow, okay. And I had bad anxiety when it comes down to tests. So I could know everything on that test, but as soon as I take that test, I would get a zero. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, I go blank. My mind would just go blank. Exactly. But I had to learn that I'm not as slow as I thought I was. And this is very common.
Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, my son, he was the same way with tests. Very smart. But the minute he had to take that test, it's like he just draw a blank. Just drew a blank.
That was me. Mm-hmm. Seriously, that was me. Like, we could have a warm-up practice and everything, Tamash, everything. I was talking about, I'm answering all of them. They're like, oh, girl, you got this. Next thing you know, okay, guys, you got 30 minutes or here's your test. You got to the bell ring to finish it. When I tell you, I couldn't even make it past the first page. And it was like, what is wrong with me? And then to hear everybody else go, yeah, I made this on a test. I made this on a test. Yeah, I made this on a test. And it's like, yeah, I don't even want to tell you. Like, right. That's how bad it was. Yeah. But if I was that way, does that make me autistic? You get what I'm saying? Like, exactly. That's just like.
Yeah, what are they so quick to label you then? Like, what is this? I think people
exactly
know. I don't know. I think people would want to know that. I mean, I'm guilty of that even like as an adult, you know, when things are going on and it's just like, what is this? What does this mean? You know, and it's just like, it has to be something. And so sometimes I think people just want to know what something is so that they can understand it and they just feel like they need to have a name for it. But I mean, I get what you are saying as far as when children are developing, it's like, let's observe a little longer.
Yes. Yes. Now, I could see if they was a schizophrenic. Okay, now you need to take care of that right then and there. if little Tommy cutting off little rat heads, you know, you gotta get a little Tommy right, okay? but if little Tommy, you know, banging his head up against the wall, you gotta understand what's wrong with little Tommy, you know. You gotta take care of that.
Exactly.
Little Alex is over here pushing people down the stairs. You gotta see what's going on, you know. You gotta see what's going on. But if there's just for example, this is what I gave her. If it's just a comprehensive problem, I say wait till development, wait till they get older just to make sure nothing's wrong, because you could tell a person, go get that ball, and they get the ball. But if you have a different kind of a kid that doesn't understand, go get that ball, then tell them differently. So you see that object right there?
Right.
And they probably say, yeah, what object? The red one right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can you pick it up? What does pick up mean? That means when you take your hands and you lift it, like, that doesn't make them autistic. It's just,
they process stuff differently. That's how my daughter always was. I used to always be like, why am I having to like break stuff down like so completely different? But that's just the way she is. You know, she still is like that. You kind of have to like break things down a different way to her. Then she'll get it. And sometimes I know she'll get frustrated because she explains things. It's like whatever is going on in her mind, it's like it's hard for her to like express it to other people. And she'll just get frustrated and be like, oh, never mind, you know. But I just feel like it's more so of, you know, the way she expresses herself and the way she processes things.
Yes, like exactly. She sounds like a Gemini. I'm just putting it out there because she sounds like me. But
that's my moon sign.
She sounds like a true blue Gemini.
She's actually Sagittarius.
Oh, so that's, you know what, my baby Sag, and she's a Sag, and she's sassy, and she's the same way. She doesn't comprehend stuff like the normal person. I could tell her to go get this. I tell her just the other day, go get the, can you pass me my son? His name is Blake. Can you pass me his car seat? And she goes and gets something else. I said, Anai, get the car seat. What's the car seat? The thing that he sits in, get the car seat. Even though she's still four, it's like, so what? What I make it go, ooh, she don't know what a car seat is. No, it's just, you know, they're still kids. But you really have people out here that when they notice that their kids don't talk to regular kids, or if you say, hey, get up, and they don't listen the first time, they're like, oh my god, something's wrong with my child.
Right.
Oh my god. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't. And don't use it as a clutch. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what bothers me so. Like, don't use it as a clutch. When you present your child to the world, why would you use the first thing as the I hate using the default of them. Why use that as the first thing to introduce them as? Like,
That. That's what you, I know we were talking about that earlier. How?
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, I don't like that. Mm-hmm.
People seem like they try to, you know, use it as a crutch or make you feel bad about it, but I was saying I hadn't experienced that, but I mean, I think that's terrible that there are people out there that's trying to use that as to make you, you know, feel bad about their child, or you know,
or feel sorry or feel sympathetic. And it's like, I hate to say it, but I do not. I really don't. Like, I'm just like, okay. Like, I hate to say that I'm one of the people that is like, okay. And what do I say?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, that's something that they have unique about themselves. So with that being said, why put it as, and you're not approaching it as a positive way, you're actually approaching it like a sorrow.
Yeah. You know, and that's probably like I was thinking about how they are probably feeling guilty about that, you know, so they just kind of feel maybe this is how people are going to react, so let me get this reaction out before they do, type of energy, you know, so
is so true. Like, that is so true. But what about, this is a good question, what about the people that don't know them? And it's like, the first thing you do to introduce your kids is like, put that out.
I think it's the parents that are self-conscious about it. Like, no one was thinking about it. Yeah. You're the one that is expecting the big gasp. And it's like, you know, maybe you didn't even have to put it out there. Just let your child be. And if someone asks you directly, then okay. But other than that, then there's no need to mention it. You know?
Period. See, Tamaja coming through. Look, girl. Motivation, girl.
Yeah.
motivation. But guys, I want to ask you guys, comment below or just give me some insight or just give me a message through Anchor. Let me know your point of view. You might not know, you might be on the next, you know, late night convo at the beginning. So I would just let y'all know, you know, you gotta tune in so that you can give me some insight, because honestly, this is a big topic for me, because it is a warm spot that I have for children and even adults. Like, I feel like I think it's amazing, and it's well deserved that people with autism get to work just like normal people. Like, I love it. I feel like they deserve it just like anybody else. Don't get frustrated because they're trying to do their job. If I ever see that, I'm ready to fight. Like I am ready to fight. Why? Because they're doing their job. Like, they are doing their job. Why are you bothering them? Let them do what they need to do. Just like people that stutters. I hate when people laugh at people that stutters.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I
just do.
Yeah,
I'd be ready to fight.
My brother was always teasing people like that when we were little, and I was just like, why does he do this? He was bad at stuff like that, like talking about people that had, like,
trust me, I know a lot of people like that,
minor disabilities and things like that, and I was like, why is that funny? Like, I never got it. That, so yeah, I'm sensitive about stuff like that.
I think it's because we have a uniqueness about us that's different. You know, we sound very similar. Like, I was very quiet. I was an introvert when I was growing up. I did not like to be around people. I literally had my own imaginary friend. Like, I just did not want to be around people. Like, I just stayed to myself. Like... But it means a lot, you know, it does. It means a lot for people like us, because, you know, and I let it be known, I'm an empath too, so I could take on other people's emotions. And I don't like that. I hate it. I would just be honest, I hate it. So when I get around people, or if I hug somebody, their emotions can latch on to me, and then I'm carrying around their emotions.
I'm not the person
it sucks.
To tell me that somebody close to you died, because if you are being strong, I'm gonna end up crying for you, and it's just like, why? I'm sorry, you're handling it. I'm bad at that, because I just start feeling like the emotions of everyone else. And I remember I gave a woman a hug before, who was having a bad day, and I just felt her energy, and just I was crying. I was just like, oh my god, like, why am I so sensitive to that? So yeah, being an empath, you know, it does make you have a soft spot for a lot of people.
Yes, it does. Like, that is the perfect, and I noticed a lot of empaths were lonely kids. They were very lonely. Like, they prepared us to be isolated. I just noticed that. Like, they just prepared us. Yeah, I'm gonna let you have your alone time while you're young, because once you get older, there's no such thing. Like, yeah. But I want this is your time, Tamaj, to let people know how they can find you, where they can find you on social media, and give everything, your platform, everything to everybody.
Okay, so I do tarot readings, spiritual advice for those of you that are interested in your love lives. I can give you spiritual advice on any area, but I will admit love is my favorite. I'm on YouTube, Tamaj Tarot. Just type it in, it'll fill in the rest. You can also find me on Instagram, Tamaj Tarot. And I have a Twitter account, you guys, but I'll be honest, I don't really use it. And you'll find me through Miss High Concept. Twitter doesn't let me change my name for whatever reason. So. But yeah, look at Google. You can find me. I'll pop up.
Spell Tamaj for them, just for the people that don't know how to spell it.
Tamaj and Tarot.
Like you said, it's like as soon as you put Tara. Them to y'all guys, I love her. I love her. She's one of the people, seriously, how I actually discovered her on YouTube, because I was having my spiritual awakening and I was just like, what is going on? I need to know what's going on with me. What is going on? And I was just like, okay, let me just go through things. And you know, my favorite my favorite thing to think of is love too. So I'm just like, I don't know what's going on with me, and I need love. And I was in the office. I was just working at the place that I was before, and I'm very open to everybody's beliefs, and I just have my own. I still just believe in God, and I also believe in Jesus Christ, so I don't ever want to steer away from that. So when I had my spiritual awakening, it was like, okay, let me pray. Let me see what is this going on? Because I already believed in numbers. I always believed that angels to guide you to stuff, spirit guides you to things. And but I was always open to everybody else's views and religious views, because I'm one of the people, I just don't judge. It's, you know, let them get to where they need to go in life through the things that they find comforting, you know? So I was like, okay, well, I was at my office, and the person was just like, yeah, I heard that you do spiritual messages. And I was like, yeah. And I just gave them a spiritual reading. And for some reason, I felt like somebody did not believe me in that office. And it was funny because Tamaj's video popped up out of nowhere. And I was like, huh. Well, let me tune into this one. And I'm an air sign, of course. The best signs. And so I was like, okay. And I don't know if you remember this, Tamaj, but you did one. This was back in January, December. And I feel like it was even way out than that. And you talked about how somebody at the workplace didn't believe that somebody could channel people's lost loved ones. And I was like, whoa, how did she know? I was like, how did she know that? And I was like, wait. I was like, and she was like, well, and you start flipping the car. She was like, oh man, no, this person's legit. And I was like, wait. How did they know this? How did she know? I like her. And so ever since then, I watched your videos. You're always accurate in my life. And I make sure I help my people that's into astrology and that's into, you know, tarot readings. I put them on every time because I'm like, yeah, girl, you should listen to Tamaj, girl. She always right. I do, I swear. And I'm just like, girl, she's always right. Look. So, guys, y'all have to tune into her, okay, guys? Just know, if you want your life shooken up, or as K. Michelle said, you're shaking the table, you better listen to her, okay, guys? But thank you so much, Tamaj, for coming on to the Late Night Combo. This is the best Late Night Combo I have done in a long time. And one of the longest. I honestly keep it short and sweet and simple, but I like this.
For you.
But as always, guys, peace and prosperity. And my angels and angels, you're listening to Smooth Spirit Radios. Of course, your host, Spirit. And as always, I see you later. Love you guys in the morning. Yes.